Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The vast majority of prostate cancer cases are cured through treatment. However, for most men, that battle continues even after the cancer is gone. The months and the years after treatment, known as the survivorship period, present a whole new set of challenges. And I'm joined in the studio now by the country's first cancer survivorship urologist, Dr. John Sullivan. John, you're very welcome. Thank you for being here. I think people would be surprised to hear about that, you know, that a lot of the challenges happen after your cancer is gone. And we'll come to that in a minute. But I want to talk to you first about just how common prostate cancer is in this country.
Sure. Well, good morning, Claire. It's great to be here this morning and to shine a light on this topic. Essentially, every patient that is diagnosed with a cancer becomes a cancer survivor at that time point of diagnosis. And unfortunately, almost half of us will at some point in our lives receive a cancer diagnosis. So when we look at the burden, especially when with regard to male cancers, prostate cancer is extremely common. Luckily, we treat this very well now. We diagnose it earlier. And so there's more of a focus, and rightly so, on survivorship.
We diagnose a lot in Ireland, so 4,000 cases a year around and about. Now, when I read that, I wanted to know why are Irish men getting cancer, but that's not what's happening. It's we're finding it.
Indeed. In fact, we have the highest rate of prostate cancer diagnosis in Europe. And as you say, about 1 in 7 men will receive a diagnosis of prostate cancer. The positive or the good news story about our treatment is it's world class here in Ireland, and the vast majority of men are cured of their cancer. So they live with it, or at least die without a cancer diagnosis.
Now, you don't deal with the cancer itself. You come in after that. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I am by definition a urologist by training. So I'm a cancer, or I'm a surgeon by training. But I see myself as an andrologist and as a sexual medicine physician as well. So a rehabilitation physician and a surgeon. So what I focus in on are really the side effects of prostate cancer treatment, the collateral damage that results from surgery, radiation treatment, erectile problems, continence, endocrine issues, low hormones, fertility. These are all things that I am specially trained in.
When does the patient learn about those problems, that this is likely going to happen once you've gone through your treatment? Do they find out about it from the get-go, or is it afterwards?
They find out about it from the get-go. And I know for a fact in St. James's and through the Cancer Institute where I work, but also nationally, that that patients are being informed and educated right from the point of diagnosis. Now, we're not where we should be, and I think that we're making some great strides. But when I think about my time in the United States and living in New York City and in Houston, and educating patients or being exposed to how the attitude the patients had with regards their sexuality and how open and educated they were, I think that we need to continue to strive to improve that.
Will you tell me more about that difference?
Sure, yeah. I mean, being in Texas for a year and a half and working in the Texas Medical Center, the stereotypes are true in the sense that Texan people are bigger and better than, or at least they think they are. And certainly from a health standpoint and from a service provision standpoint, there is more demanded from physicians as to why I have the cancer, what is going to happen to me, what side effects, what's the morbidity or the issues that will come from treatment. We are still a little bit behind that. I think that, why is that? Maybe, traditionally, patients were more deferential to their surgeon and oncologist here in Ireland. And whether that was a generational thing or not, but, as our patients are becoming younger, that
they're asking more questions, or should be. Because I think, I would imagine that somebody who gets this cancer diagnosis, has the treatment, comes out the other side and goes, thankfully, I don't have cancer anymore. So I'm going to put up with erectile dysfunction and incontinence. Is that happening?
Well, we're changing that. And I know my cancer surgeon colleagues educate our patients up front before the point of diagnosis. But we now in the survivorship sphere, and I hope that there'll be plenty more physicians that are employed in positions like I have in St. James's, will push the boundaries here and ensure that all cancer patients and for me particularly, pelvic oncology patients have world-class service for survivorship and rehabilitation.
Because you've long waiting lists, don't you? There aren't enough of you in that there's only one.
Well, I mean, I'd be the first to point out that I have colleagues across the country that perform surgeries that are similar to what I do, whether that's a penile prosthesis or a sphincter for incontinence. And fertility surgeries. However, the remit that I've been given by St. James's and the Cancer Institute is to focus purely upon survivorship, so I can spend my whole week looking after these patients. And undoubtedly, over the coming years, there needs to be more people like me across the country.
There's a lot you can do, though, before you need to take the surgery option for your patients.
Yes. So, as I said, focusing in on what I particularly do with erectile dysfunction more commonly than other issues, we can take a patient through what we describe as our penile rehabilitation program, straight really from diagnosis, whether it's oral therapies, injection treatments, creams, and then moving on towards the very important, psychogenic and psychological aspects of this. And with the multidisciplinary approach that we have with nurse practitioners, cancer nurse specialist survivorships, physiotherapy, the department within the hospital are really trying to get a holistic grasp.
Yeah, are your patients ready, though, to deal with this straight after they've had cancer surgery in some cases or radiation treatment?
Not all. And so,
you want them to be, because you want them to start straight away, don't you?
Indeed. And it will be the case that not every patient is ready to start, whether that's the recovery that they've been experiencing from their cancer treatment, their surgery, their radiation, whether they're having some more treatment, chemotherapy, androgen deprivation treatment or a hormone treatment for cancer. So it's not that everyone is ready at the same time point, but it is up to us as the specialists and the rehabilitation doctors to hone in on the ones that are ready and be aggressive with them and rehabilitate them. And then be ready to get involved in the care of others that might take a little bit longer to get through there.
I'm sure it's very psychologically difficult for people going through this. Is it? Is that the main thing that you encounter?
Yeah, undoubtedly, you can be quite isolated and lonely in this situation because you feel, well, I have the burden of the disease. You might not have a partner. You might have a partner. You might not have as solid family supports, et cetera, et cetera. So that is why survivorship and a successful survivorship service can support these people through
the process.
It.
How soon then after treatment will your patients know that they have an issue?
Depending on what type of treatment that they've received. So for pelvic cancers and predominantly most commonly prostate cancer that as a urologist I treat, the modality of the treatment or the type of treatment can impact when the side effects
So you can predict almost given what treatment they are given.
If someone has an operation, a prostatectomy, where their prostate is removed for cancer surgery, the vast majority of men, over 90%, will have an erectile function issue right off the bat.
And there's no way around that. That is going to happen.
Well, there's variables and it depends on how fit and healthy they were before and what their preoperative erectile function was and indeed some surgical variables as well. But no matter how good the surgeon is or how good the radiation therapist is, everyone will take a hit. So the majority will almost straight away have an issue. And the quicker that we can get in to help them, the better and the faster they will get back to their recovery.
Incontinence then?
Common, not as common as erectile dysfunction. Approximately about 1 in 5 men will experience urinary leakage after prostate cancer surgery. And we with our nurse specialists and with our physiotherapists in St. James's, commenced these patients almost immediately on pelvic floor rehabilitation strategies. Mm-hmm. So not as common as erectile dysfunction, but extremely frustrating, morbid,
difficult, and
difficult, yes.
And how willing are your Irish patients to buy into rehabilitation?
I think they all are.
You don't notice the same mindset issue. You've talked about your American patients and the difference. Are we willing to put the work in, I suppose, is what I'm saying to you.
I think we are. I think, again, there's a generational thing. I think, again, that we need to break down some barriers about what traditionally would have been the care protocols. But when I engage with my survivorship patients, when my oncology colleagues see them preoperatively and they're seen by our nurse specialists, they will open up if they're given the
So it's all about giving them the opportunity,
the platform and the pathway,
and giving them the support. I suppose it's important as well to say that not all prostate cancer patients will have access to you or to someone like you. And I'm sure that's an ambition for the service to expand so that everybody has this chance.
Yes. I mean, we in the Cancer Institute in St. James's have plans to continue to grow this service for all cancer patients and not just urological cancer patients and pelvic onc patients. And I foresee with the support that we get from the National Cancer Control Programme and from the Cancer Society and from what we are receiving from the HSE, that there's an awareness that this is a critical component of cancer care, mm-hmm. and that in time and in short order, I believe that there will be a lot more of this care nationally.
John, great to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in and speaking to us. That's Dr. John Sullivan, who's a cancer survivorship urologist based in James's Hospital.